views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing our connection with the universe to affect change for optimal success and happiness. Are you looking for direction with your relationships, business, purpose, or simply life? Well, you're at the right place. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, gifted others, but mostly you. Get ready for a slice of life's journey, Eve's objective guidance, tarot, readings, and the momentum you need to move beyond whatever crossroad you're stuck at. Now here's your amazing host, Eve.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing the power of the universe for happier living. My name is Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, thrilled for today's show. Benny, thank you so much for driving this snowmobile, and many thanks to one and all for tuning in. So, today's reading show. I love reading shows as I get to really go in depth, talking with you on whatever may be blocking your way. I'm taking your calls all hour. Today I'm doing not one, not two, but a three-card tarot card reading with the first card representing the current situation, second card representing something challenging or blocking you, third card representing advice. So, here we are, we're in the third week of January, which is often the time when those fervent New Year's resolutions start to wane. Perhaps you decided to have 2018 be the year you were going to eat healthier, lose weight, stop smoking, drinking, run a marathon, be in a healthy and joyful relationship, or even embark on a new career that is more aligned with your authentic vision. A tarot card reading can be helpful in providing guidance and insight as you navigate the often challenging waters of stepping out of the comfort zone. If changing a habit were easy, then this is something you would have done already. Perhaps you didn't make a formal resolution for the new year, but you've been struggling with a decision and just not sure what to do. Perhaps you've been feeling disconnected from your purpose, finding love elusive and wondering what you can do within your own power to change the situation. We can look at all of this through the lens of the tarot. So give me a call if you'd like to get a reading. If you're hesitant to get a tarot card reading for fear of the scary cards, fear not. Sometimes the scary looking cards are the best cards. In fact, there are no bad cards in tarot, particularly as I only see tarot as a visual representation of the mind of the unconscious. Your unconscious is on your side, cheering you on, wanting you to be happy, so there is nothing scary that can possibly come up. Before I do any reading, I place a very clear boundary around the reading, so the cards that come up have one and one purpose only. They are there to provide guidance in addressing the question asked, but in a way where the person who's asking the question has tools they can use to tap into their own strength to find and pursue an optimal path forward. The phone lines, they're now open. The number to call for a reading is 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. As always, if you've had a reading from me in the last 3 weeks, hold off and give it at least 3 weeks just to honor the universal messages that have come forward, because otherwise the messages can become redundant and superfluous. Now, for those tuning in for the show for the first time, welcome. Just a brief bit about me. I am an intuitive coach and a professional tarot card reader who works with clients worldwide on helping them tap into their own power to create change for optimal success and happiness. This is done through using energy effectively, using that which is in your power. That is my whole focus. It's my belief we are all surrounded by energy. And what can happen is that with career, love, finding your purpose of passion, we sometimes, even with the best of intent, find ourselves blocked with no movement forward. It feels almost like we're pushing against the wind, which can be taxing to the body, mind, and spirit, and can lead to frustration, stress, and the feeling of working twice as hard but only getting half as far. Through my work, I help clients with their own power move that energy to their back, so now they're only working half as hard but getting twice as far. By doing this, they're using energy effectively. I kind of liken myself to that of a vocal coach. It's not my role to tell you whether you should sing opera, Broadway, pop, or country. I just want you, with your glorious voice, to use your instrument effectively. I call myself the MBA psychic, as in addition to having an MBA, I look at a reading as an intuitive jigsaw puzzle where tools to affect change for optimal success and happiness are presented through the tapestry of the tarot card reading. Sort of like a mainstream metaphysical midwife, so to speak. Not my baby. I didn't put the baby in there. I don't keep the baby once it's delivered. I don't determine the gender or sex of the baby. My job is there solely as a support to help guide the person's own birth of insight, clarity, and guidance. Now, one of the ways that I do this is through the development of step-by-step recipes of processes people can do to go through anything from releasing stress or trauma, finding a career of purpose and passion, embracing inner harmony and joy, to manifesting healthy and joyful love, particularly when it means navigating a journey that's unfamiliar. My company is Elite Tarot, which you can find at elitetarot.com or mainstreammetaphysicsradio.com. I do sessions over phone and Skype worldwide, so guidance and insight, no matter where you are, is just a click or call away. I do full profile readings, which take about 60, 75 minutes, and we go really into depth about what you might be blocking your energy and how you, with your own power and strength, can move that energy so you're embracing joy in whatever area of life has been temporarily halted. I also do shorter 30-minute phone readings where we look at fewer cards, but sometimes it's just what's needed to provide that guidance, clarity, and insight when you're facing a specific dilemma. All readings come with a summary of everything we talk about, photo of the final tarot card layout, and a recording of the whole session. You can book a reading directly on my site at elitetarot.com. That's ELITETAROT.com. In addition to individual readings, I also do tarot card readings at events nationwide, corporate retreats, birthday parties, bridal showers, wedding receptions, or workshops nationwide on finding your purpose, embracing change, and manifesting healthy and joyful love. So today, I've got a candle lit, which is my signal to open a session, and I'm going to be using the Rider-Waite tarot card deck. If you don't have a deck handy, you can just look the cards up online to see what they look like, but I will also describe them. When you call, I'll be shuffling the deck while we talk. Then I'll cut the deck using my non-dominant hand, which is my left hand. I use that hand as the non-dominant hand is the hand that accesses the unconscious. After that, I'll be fanning the cards face down in front of me, using my non-dominant hand, running my hands along the backs of the cards until three cards just magically sort of attach themselves to my finger. It's almost like the cards are saying, pick me, pick me, pick me. But as always, I do like to start with a disclaimer that I am not a doctor, lawyer, therapist, travel agent, or realtor. And a tarot card reading should never be taken as a substitute for seeking guidance from a licensed professional. And finally, you know, these are just pieces of cardboard. They're just cards. They have absolutely no power whatsoever over you. I certainly have no power over you. You always have free will. I just look at it as that visual representation of the little voice inside that we just are always overruling. I do it myself. And we're saying, okay, little voice, tell me what you got to say. I may not follow it, but I want to hear an option. I think what we'll do is we're going to take our first break, and when we come back, we'll be getting to the first call. So you are listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. If you'd like to get a reading, number is 800-930-2819. We'll be right back.
At the stroke of midnight, on that great holiday, gonna have a ball, and that ain't all. Gonna chase the blues away. I'll be bringing in a brand new year.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Tune in to the Psychic Professor's Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net.
Tune in each Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio.
Introducing New Soul Science, an introductory course with Ruby Betty, offering profound wisdom alongside radically simple concepts and techniques that collapse time, allowing instantaneous personal transformation. The foundational techniques of this introductory course reveal the profound inner ability each human has to access and fulfill their individual soul script or soul promise. Awakening this ability leads to the mastery of one's destiny. The concepts are totally original, immensely powerful, and completely revolutionary. They ignite an infinite fire within each listener, fueling one's ability to live out their unique soul promise. Are you ready to become more aware and access amazing personal transformation? This course is available now at rubybetty.co.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you.
Tune in the first and third Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Gonna have a dance, take a chance, a romance, while bringing in a brand new year. Gonna be a big parade. Got my resolutions made. Listen, dear, won't you meet me here while bringing in a brand new year.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio as we're ringing in a brand new year. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, talking energy and doing readings today. Today I'm doing a three-card tarot card reading for the first card representing the current situation, second card representing something challenging or blocking you, third card representing advice. Well, why wait any longer? Let's get to the first caller, Angie. Angie, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Hi, thank you so much.
Hello.
I'm so happy to be
Hi, Angie.
Hi.
I'm so happy you called. Is there anything you have a question about?
I have a question on almost every area of my life, but I guess my focus right now would be around maybe career and my life.
You got it. You got it. So while you're talking, I just pulled three cards for you. Let's take a look and see what's going on. Well, so we start with the Ten of Wands. Now, in this card, there's a person who's lugging, and you can only describe it as lugging 10 wands forward. Now, wands talk about feeling inspired, creativity, but when there's just one too many of them, what happens is you can see that as he's lugging and pushing it forward, his shoulders are slunched over, and his hand, in order to keep everything together, is covering his eyes, which is making it that much harder to see where the ultimate destination is. Where is the path, even? And so it's not necessarily that you are on the wrong path. It's just you have one too many things on your plate. And the more you can release, even by releasing just one thing, you know, just to give it up and say, you know what, it's out of my power, or I'm not going to worry about the end result, the specifics. I'm just going to focus on my joy. Just by releasing even just one thing, it can make it so that it's not such a burden, and the hands don't have to be, that energy associated with kind of keeping things, pushing things forward, can loosen up, which then makes it a little bit more easier to see the any gifts that the universe wants to present to you on your path and make it even easier from there. Does that resonate?
Yeah, it really does. I think that I tend to get caught up in concern about what's going to happen next or if I did the right thing and all of that. And just allowing and seeing, you know, how the path will unfold makes a lot of sense to me. So I think I'm my personality type. Yeah.
But you know what? It's normal. I always say I'm a type A control freak. 99% of my clients are type A control freaks. You know, that's what we do. Of course we want to know. I want to know what the lottery numbers are. I want to know what's going to happen. I want to know what the special is at the deli downstairs tomorrow. So, I mean, we all want to know. And it's just a matter of how to use that energy effectively. And so just by releasing that one thing, now something challenging or blocking you is the Star card. Now, the Star card is card number 17, which comes after card number 16. Hard to believe, but it is true. And the reason why it comes after 16 is that 16 is the Tower, which is the most turbulent card. 17 is the calm after the storm. And yet this is in a block position, because in this card you have a woman, there's nudity, and nudity often talks about unconditional self-acceptance. And here she's really wishing upon a star. She's making magic happen. She's just tuning into all of her authenticity from a place of peace and calmness. But for this to be in a block position is because if this is the calm after the storm, then that means that there's been some storm. And when you're in a storm, even if it's good storms, it's still from an unconscious perspective, from an energy perspective, the brain holds on as a way of needing to be hyper vigilant, waiting for the next shoe to drop, waiting for the next thing that you have to deal with. However, but when you're in that situation, it's very challenging then to say, what can I let go? Because that Star card is coming in as a block. Rather, looking at the Advice card, the Advice is the Five of Swords. Rather, release yourself and give yourself permission to disconnect from an ongoing mental battle. For you, it's mental. I'm not calling you mental. But it's that when we're so in our heads, thinking everything through, it's just not making it that much harder to then take that time to really ask ourselves, what is it that I want? What does Angie want in this new chapter for 2018? What do you want? And then put it down on paper, but take out any and every specific.
Okay. So it sounds like there's a running theme here, just to let go.
There is. But you know what? The challenge, and this is one of the reasons why I started my whole like focus on energy, is that it's easy for someone to say, yeah, let it go. I remember one of the first clients I had, I was like, you need to let stuff go. And she was like, yeah, Eve, I'm not an idiot. I know I need to let things go. I need to know how, because how do we actually, what do we do? So start by just putting down everything on paper that you need, kind of bullet point them out, but then cut out every and any specific. So making partner might be nice, but that's a specific. And so instead, I want to be in a joyful career. I want to be financially successful. I want friendly people. I want to be able to travel. Your list is going to be different from my list. It's going to be different from Benny's list. It's different from every single person on this planet. But once it's written down, see if there's any information that comes to the surface that's a surprise. Because when you're putting so much effort towards pushing everything forward and with those hands covering the eyes, it means that there might be something else lurking in the unconscious that you really need, but you're compromising on for something else that's more prominent in the conscious brain. So see if there's any surprises that when you handwrite them down on your list, when you've written down your list, you've made a contract with the universe, but then you can also take off your plate how it actually comes together, because let the universe do the heavy lifting. You, my friend, have been doing so much heavy lifting that it's taxing and understandable, because we've got that star card. So it's talking about a lot of the strain and stress of whether it's been 2017 or whether it's even been going on longer than that. So it's understandable that you've been doing so much heavy lifting. Disconnecting is more of a mental battle, because your brain wants you to be still engaged. That's that Five of Swords, because you have two people who've put down swords and that's kind of all you left brain, right brain, yin and yang, masculine, feminine. And they're just not feeling jumping for joy because they're looking at this big, tall guy with three swords who's kind of looking at them saying, what? Why don't you want to engage? And let yourself disconnect, but know that your brain's going to want you back in your connection because it's just gotten into that habit. Let this 2018 be a chance of letting stuff go and then noting how your body physically feels, and ignore the brain. Have faith in the universe to lead you to let you be led as you go through open doors. But honor each and every red flag you see, because I'm seeing some awesome stuff and I can't wait for you to tell me what that awesome stuff translates into, because it's right there. Again, please take this as validation. You're going in the right direction. It's just a little more taxing to your own self and making it a little bit more harder for yourself than it has to be. But you're doing it.
Awesome. Thank you so much. That's really helpful. It really resonates with me too.
Oh, thank you so much for letting me know. And please keep me updated, okay?
Okay. I definitely will.
Excellent. Thanks so much for calling.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Yeah, you know, we always think that the actual action of starting something new, you know, particularly with New Year's resolutions, is actually to start it. But the real challenge comes in that brain self-sabotage, because the brain only equates the known with what is safe, and anything unknown equals unsafe. So whatever the New Year's resolution, whatever you're trying to do as you ring in the brand new year, recognize that the battle is the mental battle, as the brain will say, wait a minute, we're out of our comfort zone. This is unsafe. What can we do to move this back? And instead, it's validating how your body feels as you're going forward, blessing and thanking all that attempt to sabotage on the part of the brain, because it's just your brain keeping you safe, but continuing to go forward regardless. And 2018 is the year to do it. We are going to take another break. And when we come back, we've got more readings to do. Marilyn, Phyllis, please hang on. Hang tight. You are listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio as I'm doing readings all hour for you today. Three card reading, first card representing current situation, second card representing something challenging or blocking you, and the third card representing advice. So we're going to take our another break. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yes! Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Winning at the game of money. Lynn Brown is now offering Full Spectrum Finance, a progressive 12-month program that will help you to navigate through the mechanics of financial expansion. Finally, a financial planner who looks at the full spectrum of money and abundance. Engage you in the mental, physical, and energetic aspects of finance. This is Full Spectrum Finance. Are you ready to get into it? For more information, go to fullspectrumfinance.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear? From the great unknown? From the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are? The universe put someone here to talk to. Someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790.
Welcome, welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. If you'd like to learn more about me, book an intuitive coaching session over phone or Skype worldwide, or inquire about having readings at an event nationwide or for a workshop, please go to my website, www.elitetarot.com or mainstreammetaphysicsradio.com. Today, I'm doing a three-card tarot card reading for callers, with the first card representing the current situation, second card representing something challenging or blocking you, third card representing advice. We have one line open. If you're interested in a reading, give us a call at 800-930-2819. Let's go right to Marilyn. Marilyn, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Thank you. Thank you so much for taking my call also.
Thank you so much for calling. Is there anything that you have a question about today?
Yes, I would like a relationship reading.
Are you in a relationship or wish to be in one?
Wish to be in one.
Okay. Do you have written down your, while I'm pulling three cards here on your behalf, do you have written down your list of non-negotiables?
I don't have them written down.
So,
I think I have
yesterday,
them in my mind.
That's great, but take a sheet of paper out. Tap into not adult Marilyn, but 8-year-old, 10-year-old Marilyn when you're imagining the person you want to spend the rest of your life with. What qualities did that person have? And put them down on paper. What do you write down first? It might not be what you think in your mind. That's information. Maybe something you think is so important, for whatever reason, your hand doesn't write that down. Have that down, because then you know with absolute certainty, these are my core needs. Then take out any specifics. Brown hair might be nice, but it's a want, not necessarily a need, unless it is for you for some reason. And that list then now tells you what your red flags are. Because when things are only in your mind, we then can compromise certain things that we really need at our core. And so what happens is because our heart gets involved, we start getting emotionally attached. Now that's being taken out of the equation, because you just go through open doors, whatever opportunity, if somebody asks you out. If you see any red flags, you know your red flags because you've got them down, written down. But if you don't have any red flags, just continue to proceed forward until you see a red flag. You can back away. And so you want to go through those open doors, but honor the red flags, being very clear with yourself that you deserve everything on your list, because that's what you need. And again, your list is going to be different from everybody else's. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And thank you, because my friends will say the same thing, but it's like, I already have it. I don't need to actually write it down. But I could see where being inside the relationship and then being able to look at the list versus just the way I feel, I can see where I could easily get lost in just continuing with it instead of taking the red flags and exiting. So thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. I mean, you can cut yourself a break. It's all a journey. We're all in this together. And you are a product of the past experiences of our life. And, same with me, both positive and negative experiences, and no experience is wasted in that sense. But at the same time, I just had a thought, but it's gone. So we'll just get to the reading and see if it comes back. So the first card that comes up is the Eight of Swords. Now, this is one of those scary looking cards, but it's really not scary at all. But in this card, you see a woman and she's bound, she's trapped, she's blindfolded. There are eight swords around her, almost like an area so that she can't escape. However, this is a feeling of feeling powerless, of feeling helpless, of feeling unable to achieve the very thing that you want. Yet, this card is the Eight of Swords. And if you look at the Eight of Swords and look it up online, you will see that there are eight swords that surround her, which means that she's not actually tied to one of those swords and that the swords don't fully envelop her. I don't see anybody saying, stay in that area, meaning that she's only as powerless as she chooses to embrace. Now, this is a very strong card, meaning that the brain really wants to stay in that field. feeling because it's all, there's also a safety element. However, she has all the ability just to shimmy up against one of those swords, remove the blindfold, and as you can see in the card, behind her is this beautiful castle. So when you feel yourself powerless, when you feel yourself helpless, first of all, make sure that your words are not only reinforcing that. So I'm hoping to be in a relationship should be, I look forward to being in a relationship. I'm working on myself should be, I'm nurturing myself. Make sure that your words do not then have the unconscious effect, because this is all on the unconscious level, of having a bruise that you can't see, that went black and blue and green and purple and you can't see it anymore, but you're sure it's there. So what do? We bang our finger against the bruise just to see if it still hurts. Only now what we've right. done is we've just reactivated it. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes. Yes, it does.
Excellent. So something challenging or blocking you is the Queen of Cups. Now, I love when clients pull kings and queens because it talks about the fact that you have oodles and oodles of strength. You have so much ability to just manifest whatever it is that you want because you're such a strong person. However, this is the Queen of Cups, and this is in a block position, because in here you see her staring into the cup, and cups tend to represent the heart, love, and you can see in she's sitting on a throne feeling almost isolated. So there's this feeling of isolation, of not being able to kind of see through, like where almost a haze of sadness to find that shore. But the key is that in the bottom of the throne of the Queen of Cups, you see this little girl, and that's the inner child. And so there's been such a need for self-protection of the inner child. Again, totally understandable. But as we're going into 2018, and as I'm looking forward to getting a wedding invitation from you, or a party or commitment party from you, whatever it is you want, let's not feel like you have to be so vulnerable, because your inner child wants to have fun and be joyous and wants to be a part of this. And so honor her, allow that healing to take place on that adult as well as that inner child level. And that is one of your red flags that you will notice, because if you're out on a date and your inner child is not present, that's a red flag. And, because the advice card, we're totally talking love here. And the advice card is the Three of Swords, another one of those scary looking cards, but it is a card about power. And you have oodles, as I said, of power. Because in this card, we see the heart and there are three swords kind of plunged into it. This is not a literal card. But what it is talking about the past, that you have given away some of your power. And there's been that woundedness. Please know the heart is a muscle, so it has the ability to heal itself and repair itself and be stronger than ever before. But 2018 is the time that you take those swords out, because that's what's in your power. Heal yourself on that adult level, whether it's seeing a therapist and doing some kind of release work, trauma work, but also on that inner child level, think about the things you used to love to do when you were 8, when you were 10, whether it was painting or drawing or singing or dancing, and do it, despite what your brain is going to say, no, we don't have time for it. But note how the body feels, because you want to activate that inner child. And again, inner child healing is different, but the greatest thing is, it's like giving a gift to a kid. They really just want the wrapping paper, meaning that our inner childs, our inner children are much more easily satisfied than adults. And so just a little bit goes a long way. Give yourself, use all that power and strength. You are not powerless in any way, shape, or form. This is the year to have fun. Let the universe do all the heavy lifting, healing, and just embrace this new year with a full heart that is just beaming for this, for all that is to come. I hope that's been helpful for you.
Yes, you give me homework.
You know what?
Things I need to work on.
you know what? No 8-year-old wants to do homework and no 8-year-old wants to work. So let's just say I've given you things to embrace. I've given you joy to embrace. Because again, when you say it, that like unconsciously, what we exactly note how it feels differently in the body, because unconsciously, if you're saying I've got homework to do, I need to work on myself, we've just pushed that bruise to see if it's still there. And so instead, this is everything I'm saying about tapping into that inner child, having some fun, writing down what you need. That's all about embracing joy. That's what 2018 is for you.
Okay. Well, thank you.
I love it
so much. So, okay.
My pleasure. Please keep me updated, okay?
Okay.
Excellent. Thanks so much for calling. So before we go to break, I think we'll get started with our next caller, Phyllis. Phyllis, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Welcome back. Thank you so much.
I'm saying so happy you called. Is there anything you have a question for?
Yes, I have I've recently moved from one state to another, and I am trying to, I am creating my new career, and I am creating from scratch finances. That's my main situation. I know what I love to do, which is craniosacral therapy. And I have other people around me who are have been trying to steer me into more traditional, physical therapy jobs, and which is what I am. And, and I've been letting myself be influenced by them. And I noticed that I've been shrinking to try to fit. And they don't understand who I am, and I'm finally starting to gather up myself my inner child and stay focused on my path and who I am and what I love. And I've been repeatedly, you know, training myself to let go and let God. And over the last few days, I started having glimpses of stepping into a new reality. And I like that. And I love the feeling of it. It's joyful. It's supportive. And I am just wondering what you can tell me.
Well, first of all, I don't know, Benny, if we have like a cheering award, because, you know, I love all the... Love it. Way to go, Phyllis, because first of all, I love the fact that, you know, it's not so much an instant thing of changing the words is so easy. And I hear you doing it and loving it. And then you're seeing how it's your path where your power is. And while other people can offer advice, anybody who says anything to you is going to come at it with good intentions or not, but they're going to come at it with their own baggage, their own sense of risk, their own dreams, their own inner children, which are different from your inner children. So
right.
I love the fact that you are embracing it. You're not trying, as you said, you are embracing it. And I'm going to keep you in suspense over our last break, but I pulled three cards and I can't wait to see what those are. We're going to take our last very quick break. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Integrate spirituality into your everyday lives on Universe Soul Heart Radio. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Kathleen Johnson explores the concept of sensible spirituality, keeping you grounded, connected, and centered on the path to wholeness. Kathleen has dedicated her life to facilitating holistic healing and wholeness in others. Listen to Universe Soul Heart Radio and learn how to flourish, grow, and impact all we do on planet Earth. For more information, go to universesoulheart.net.
Amber Teal, founder of The Healthy Edge, is bringing you the hit show Healthy Edge Radio, living with power, passion, and purpose. Amber provides the support and tools necessary for you to finally release the weight and emotions that are hidden beneath the weight. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information on how you can take the next step with Amber, visit GetTheHealthyEdge.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Are you stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a life of inspiration, love, self-acceptance, and fun? Sounds like you're on the verge. On the verge to your next big thing. Join Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio, helping you use your breakdown for a breakthrough, overcome life's greatest challenges, and live the life you want and deserve. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio or visit SeattleHealingHypnosis.com for more information.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit SarahMaine.com.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. Right before the break, we started talking with Phyllis. Phyllis, are you still with me?
I am still with you.
Yay. So I can't wait to see what these three cards are because so far I'm digging everything you've been saying. So the first card right now that I've pulled up is the Justice card. Super strong card. It's card number 11 on the in the major arcana. You see a strong king figure and he's sitting on the throne. In his right hand is a sword talking about taking action. The left hand is the scale of balance, and he's equally balanced between it. So please take this as validation that you are becoming more balanced. You have become more balanced, honoring what is giving yourself self-justice. Because ultimately, it's that thing like on the, particularly with helping professions, it's that put the oxygen mask on first for yourself so then you can give it to others. Because if we're not balanced, if we're not strong, if we're not giving to ourselves enough, then we can start to feel resentful and doubt our own path. And then we're more susceptible to taking on other people's stuff, other people's perception of our journey, all of that. So this is about 2018 is all about giving yourself self-justice. But something challenging or blocking you is the Five of Wands. Now, in the Five of Wands, I call this the Thanksgiving dinner table because you got five people and they're all fighting and everything's going on. And the thing is that that's taking place inside your brain because there's validity to everything people are telling you. But yet there's also validity to your own path. And so it's all, so for you to move forward, it means ultimately if you're going to engage mentally with and weigh everybody else's concern and weigh other concerns, other directions you want to go into. And the only time that you can actually move forward is if every other decision is satisfied and says, okay, you're right, I'm wrong, we're going to just go with the plan A, then movement gets stalled. Because there will never be a time that every idea in your mind just kind of puts down their wand and says, okay, we won't fight this. Because there's validity to it. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, I don't.
So don't
go for a consensus.
You can't go for consensus because what it does, but I want you to recognize that going for consensus is attempted brain sabotage. Again, all on the unconscious level. Because for you to truly honor yourself and go in places that are outside your comfort zone in new directions, again, brain's going to equate that with unknown. Brain's going to say, nope, that's not safe. So we got to stay in the safe zone. Yeah. Safe zone is battling amongst yourself. But from an energy perspective, it's not going to yield any energy. Rather, just acknowledge it, you know, yeah, brain part number one. Yep, that is a good idea. But I'm going to move forward regardless. Because the advice card I adore is the Page of Pentacles. Pages are all about beginnings. Pentacles all about career, tangible things. And here he has this beautiful pentacle in his hand. The ground is fertile and it's just time to plant it. The thing is, it doesn't matter if you plant it over here, you plant it over here, you plant it this way, you plant it that way. Just plant it. Plant it in the ground, but then when, just like if you plant a cherry tomato in the dirt, you then lose the ability to control how it ultimately gets developed. So, you know, one of the things you said earlier on is that this is what I am. And it's like, okay, that's what you do. However, allow for that plant to go in ways that you hadn't even thought of. I had no idea that that this kind of there's this kind of a need for cranial sacral therapy, because maybe it's not even something no one else is doing. So allow yourself to plant that seed. Give it time, just because, like, if you plant some seeds in the ground, you can't then uproot them the next day and say, well, they didn't grow enough. So give it time to come up, blossom in magical ways that then can exceed your expectations. But it is time. You are planting it all in the name of self-justice.
Oh, boy. Wow. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. And congratulations on your move. And I can't wait to hear how the planting is going. You can even plant something actually on your window ledge, just as a way of kind of proving to yourself that you can release that control.
Okay. Okay.
So nice talking with you.
I'll go find something. All right. Thank you, Eve.
Oh, my pleasure. Have a great rest of the week. Thanks so much for calling.
And our last caller, we'll take Amla calling in from Connecticut.
Hello, Amla. How are you?
Good. How are you? Happy New Year.
I am good. Happy New Year to you, too. We only have like 1 minute or 2 minutes left, so I'm going to be really, really fast. Is there anything I can answer for you or address for you?
The next couple of months with my writing, it's expansive. It's, you know, it's like what you were talking about, the plant. You don't know what you're getting into and how it's going to grow until you're actually in it. So that's what I'm doing right now. Wondering what's going on.
I pulled a card. I want to give it some time. So I didn't want to do three cards, but I pulled a card that is totally appropriate for this. And the card that came up is the Six of Pentacles. In this card, you see a person who is giving something to somebody on the ground, like a beggar on the ground. And you get great feeling and strength and power from being able to uplift, to being able to help others. And all of that is totally fine. However, there are two other aspects of this card. One is that there's always another person in the wings. And then in his left hand, he's holding a scale of balance, which I can cover with one finger when it really needs to be half of the card. Meaning that because in your mind, there might be a sense of, after I help so many people, then I'll think about more about myself. Rather, make sure that you are creating artificial boundaries, such as that if you're not in a 9-to-5 job, you have to create an artificial boundary, because otherwise, how can you possibly say no to helping someone? Because there will always be another and another and another. And if you're not giving to yourself, then what can happen is that that's when we get drained. And we can even be like, oh gosh, I got to help someone. And even though for me, I love what I do, but I have to make sure that I have that downtime too. I don't have official office hours, so I have to create those boundaries. Give yourself to make sure that you're giving yourself half, just so that then you can make yourself more open and be doing more things that you love. And I am so sorry, but I'm going to have to call it off here just because we're at the end of the show, but I hope that was helpful.
Thank you so much. It gives me a lot of food for thought, and I'm going to keep on going.
You are doing it. I love it. Please keep us updated. Thanks so much for calling in. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to our reading show today on Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Thank you, Benny, for running the show. And thank you, one and all, for tuning in. This is such a blessing for me to be able to do this show each week. And I look forward to next week's show, more readings all hour. Please join me every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, with peace and love and gratitude. See you back here next time.
You've been listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio with your host, Eve. Join us Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to harness the power of the universe for optimal success and happiness as Eve continues to take metaphysics mainstream. Until then, learn more about Eve and Elite Tarot at EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com. See you next week.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.